Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Davos, it's not what we know, but why? This is my column for Unity News Network of the 26th of January 2023. The estimated cost of attending the World Economic Forum annual meeting at Davos in Switzerland is reported to be $40,000, but unless you're actually invited, I guess you'll never know. I've heard that this year it costs £250,000, but I can't confirm that. Apartments are up for rent at £2,800 a night, and I suppose if you're the sort of person who can afford to arrive in a private jet, then paying £2,500 a night for a prostitute is no hardship. There are copious revelations about the arrival of 100 additional prostitutes arriving in Davos for the WEF meeting. How many prostitutes are normally resident in Davos is unclear. While one hears rumours over the years, an influx of prostitutes is possibly one of the most desirable influxes to Davos at this time of year, compared with the likes of Klaus Schwab, John Kerry and Keir Starmer. But this is the first time that this has been reported widely in the mainstream media. The prostitutes are not there for a fringe meeting, they're there for the big bucks they can earn acting as expensive hot water bottles for the great, the good and especially the super rich. Whilst ordinary folk are barred from the top hotels in Davos during the meeting, the prostitutes adorn the bars of these hotels, disappearing at regular intervals for those who cannot afford a whole night for $800 quickies. There must be more rubber burning upstairs in these hotels than at the Indianapolis Grand Prix. One could be forgiven for thinking that this is a sudden post-COVID influx of sex workers who've been hard-pressed to make a living during all the restrictions on travel and especially the social and presumably sexual distancing, but no, the Times of all outlets apparently exposed that prostitutes were flocking to Davos in 2020. The issue did not arise in 2021 as to avoid COVID restrictions, Schwab moved the annual meeting to Singapore. There are no reports of an influx of prostitutes then, but there are plenty of prostitutes in Singapore, and during the COVID years they were somewhat underemployed. The WEF returned to Davos last year, but it's not possible to ascertain if there was an influx of prostitutes. I'd put money on the fact that there was and will keep digging. The question arises as to why we know so much about this now, why not before? Are the days of the WEF and its influence waning? If so, why? Perhaps they have outlasted their usefulness and may even have overplayed their hand during the COVID years. It's hard to avoid the conclusion that the WEF embraced COVID with enthusiasm. They have a webpage dedicated to keeping us up to date with COVID developments, where they perpetuate the panic, promote the vaccines and myth bust. Their Great Reset project jumped on the COVID bandwagon, using it as a way to convince the world that it must be perpetually prepared for such outbreaks and that they had all the answers. But that was then. The pandemic, if ever there was one, is long over, despite the best efforts of some to perpetuate the fear factor. The vaccines have been a disaster, and even Bill Gates, once a guru of the WEF, is admitting it openly. Perhaps the WEF and its assorted cronies are now no longer considered credible, even by the credulous, and someone, with willing accomplices in the mainstream media, is throwing them under the bus. There's certainly not been the usual attentive media fawning over the Davos gathering this year. It was barely out of the news last year. While we can rejoice that the WEF star may be falling, we should also be aware that this annual gathering of clowns and fools was at least hidden in plain sight. If they are now being publicly ridiculed and sidetracked, we must ask, by whom?
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.